It's Thursday after Ash Wednesday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Open to me the doors of repentance, O life-giver. For my spirit rises early to pray towards thy holy
. These first few days of Lent are newcomers. Lent in ancient times began with the first Sunday. These first days have an important purpose, however. They are almost like the narthex of the church, the entrance portal, through which we enter into the greater Lent. The Roman station today is San Giorgio, St. George, in Velabro. It was built in the 7th century to replace an earlier building in the Greek quarter near the docks of the Tiber River, where there were different marketplaces. The church was dedicated by Pope Leo II in 683 for Saints George and Sebastian, who was martyred nearby and whose body was thrown into the Cloaca Maxima, the great ancient Roman drainage sewer that runs under where the church now stands. The 8th century Pope Zacharias transferred the head of the soldier martyr St. George to this church from the treasury of the Lateran. In the extraordinary form of Holy Mass, the texts feature soldiers, and there is even a dragon in it. St. George is depicted as slaying a dragon. The word station also has military overtones. It is the outpost of the soldier standing watch. We are members of the church militant. We should remember to be vigilant like soldiers. When you face your dragons, pray to St. George. By the way, one of the former titular cardinals of this church was Blessed John Henry Newman. See how often sacred scripture indicates the decay of love among us. For example, the Jewish people had sworn to God that they would keep all the commandments, that they would accept the covenant, that they would do what God ordered them to do. They said the God of Israel would be their God. In 6 weeks, they were prostrate before the golden calf. Moses turned and went down the mountain with the 2 tablets of the law in his hands. Joshua, hearing the uproar the people were making, said to Moses, "Listen, there's fighting in the camp." Moses replied, "This is not the clamor of warriors or the clamor of a defeated people. It is the sound of singing that I hear." As he approached the camp, Moses saw the bull calf and the dancing, and he was angry. He flung the tablets down, and they were shattered to pieces at the foot of the mountain. Then he took the calf that they had made and burned it. He ground it to powder and sprinkled it upon the water and made the Israelites drink it. Then he said to his brother Aaron, the high priest, "Why did you do this?" This shows what happens when there is not strong leadership. Why did you do this? We can rationalize anything, and here comes the lamest excuse that is recorded in all history. Aaron said, "Well, I took the gold offerings that were given to me, I put it in the furnace, and it came out a calf." It came out a calf. And they said this was the God that led them out of Egypt. Love quickly decays. Fulton Sheen. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, God willing, with another Lentcast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.